Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Beatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Beatonwell.com. By Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. And by Ducks Unlimited, the leading conservation group for the restoration of habitat for waterfowl and all things wild that benefits all hunters, Ducks.org. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan report, a new bow from Matthews, and what's up with our wild turkeys. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Joining me on the road again this week, Jeff Kelmel. Jeff, you're in Oconto this week?
Yeah, Oconto, Wisconsin. Got the National Walleye Tour here, 107 boats, and they all want a chance at a brand-new Ranger 620 with a Mercury 250 and $15,000 cash for that winning pro angler, and the winning co-angler takes home $7,500 cash. So not bad for a passenger on a boat ride.
I guess, yeah. And the passenger is fishing, of course.
They are fishing, yeah, absolutely. You know, being the pro boat, sometimes you get a better opportunity than others. You just don't know.
Do his fish count?
Yeah, but they only get to hand in 3 fish per boat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they may catch a fish, they may catch all 3, or they may catch none. They still get whatever the pro's weight is for that day.
Okay, so the two of them combined can enter 3 fish for that particular day.
Correct.
Got it. So 107 boats... That's got to be a little bit like herding cats. We've talked about this before.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. And there are some anglers that, you know, have either been to the location before or they've fished events with us before. So, you know, you get some anglers who don't know the logistics of certain parts and pieces of the event, and you try to do your best to make sure that everybody understands. Sometimes it's they almost just have to see it to experience it.
Uh-huh, a little hand-holding now and then?
Now and then, yep.
Are there many women competing these days? I don't see many in the videos and photos that I've seen posted.
Yeah, there's not many. You know, there seemed to be a real big push, you know, even a decade ago or so. And,
yeah.
And I think we had some female anglers come through. But it's spotty, and it's here and there, and I'd love to see that come back around. Yeah, but of course we've got a challenge getting just about anybody into fishing these days, and there's lots of conversations we've had with folks about recruitment and retention and all of that across the board when it comes to outdoor activities. And you know, I think unfortunately they don't follow that same trend, but it'd be nice to see some of them come back.
Yeah, there were a couple of husband and wife teams years ago. Well, I hope that goes well, as all your tournaments do with your efforts and trying to keep everybody in line and get the job done. Robert has been racing the BMX circuit and doing pretty well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's had a lot of fun doing that type of stuff. He's run a couple of local races at our track and has won both of those. We went and visited another track for a few races, and you know, he was humbled a little bit in some of that as well, but I think he had to kind of figure out the track as he got better and better as the weekend went on. But that's all the experience of racing, especially as a young racer.
Yeah. Now, when you and I met more than 20 years ago now, I think you were still racing dirt bikes or something.
Yeah, stock cars, yes.
Oh,
yes.
And cars, yeah. Yeah. Is Robert headed down that track?
Oh, boy, I don't know if I can afford that, but he would love to. I mean, he does have that competitive drive. I think anytime we put him into a situation where he needs to compete, he's willing and ready to go. And, yeah, he's brought up the idea of racing something like that, and not sure if Mom and Dad are quite ready for that yet.
Okay, keep him in the unmotorized vehicle for now.
For now.
Absolutely. Hey, did you see the Meat Eater blog post about the 7.9-pound largemouth that was caught in a tournament on Lake of the Ozarks recently?
I had heard about it. In fact, some folks had just brought it up last night.
Uh-huh. For folks who don't know what we're talking about, tournament angler from Missouri, Chris Larkins, he found a fish that would have netted him $100,000 if he caught it, and he actually hooked it twice, and the first time it was in the top of the head, and the second time, corner, I don't know, outside the mouth, he just didn't feel comfortable because of the rules. It's got to be legally caught, hook in the mouth.
Yep.
And he and his son were fishing, and it was a female on a bed. So there's, I don't know what you think of the ethics of that, but I guess that's what happens in these bass tournaments.
Sure. Yep.
Anyway, two guys were standing on the dock they were fishing next to, and they were working the same fish for like 4 hours. And so the guys saw the fish, saw that what they were doing, and promised them they wouldn't fish for it. But as soon as they left, those guys did fish for it. One of them caught it, and they actually ate it. So that was the end of that story.
Yeah, it's crazy. Those types of situations happen, you know. Anglers with a license catching fish on illegal means and keeping legal fish, I mean, it's hard to argue any of that, right? You can certainly argue some ethics and all of that, but as far as legality, hey, they're allowed to do it.
Exactly, and that's what Chris Larkin said. I mean, he would have won $100,000 and split it with his son, who was a 21-year-old young man, would have given him a great boost, but he said, you know, the right thing to do was to not keep that fish, and it's just unfortunate that that guy who promised me he wasn't going to catch it, he went and did it. So anyway, he took the high road in that one. Well, it's been raining here. I imagine you got rain over there as well.
On and off, yeah.
Yeah, the golden oyster mushrooms have been going absolutely berserk this year. I don't know if you had a chance to get out and harvest any.
You know what? Not my favorite mushroom.
Really?
Not my favorite mushroom. I tend to let those go, but I do have a couple people that look out for them, and if I see them, I'll send them a message and a pin of where they're at.
Yeah, well, we've got plenty, and we've dried them from past years, and we're eating them fresh. I happen to like them. So anyway, folks, they are out there. If you don't know what we're talking about, just do a search for golden oyster mushrooms. It's not a native species, but they've really become naturalized, and they are everywhere this year. Well, coming up, J.C. Chamberlain reviews the all-new Lift bow from Matthews in the Madison Report, which we're bringing back starting this week. DNR game bird ecologist Taylor Finger reports on our near-record turkey harvest this spring. And in the Lake Michigan Fishing Report, charter captain Dumper Dan Welsh tells us good mixed bag action is happening now off Sheboygan. Well, Jeff, we'll catch up with you next week, and folks, all that's coming up on Outdoors Radio.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on LakeLink. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Castle Rock and Peyton Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PetonWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peyton Well Lakes Association.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small, and it's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store, located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and on the web at DumperDan.com. And you'll find updates on his fishing reports and also this report every time we record one on his Facebook page, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. And also brought to you this week by a second sponsor, Sly's Midtown Saloon, located at 508 North 8th Street in downtown Sheboygan, and on the web at Sly'sBarAndGrill.com. And joining us once again from Sheboygan is Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Well, Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, you bet. Great to be back, Dan.
Well, how has the fishing been? We've had some up-and-down weather lately, but I imagine you're still out there catching them.
We are, and I got some new ones to report the past few weeks. I've been beating down the coho report, like, nonstop, and that's what it's been for quite a long time with these 5 to 8 pound cohos, delicious grilling-sized fish. And they're still here. We're still catching them. But now we're getting into our June variety of fish. Lake trout, nice size lake trout. Steelhead, which is a rainbow trout. We're catching some king salmon, and we're still catching a lot of coho salmon. Great variety here off the port of Sheboygan. We had some windy conditions. A lot of it was west winds, so we did get out. Except for the other day, we had a blast out of the southeast, and that was basically the first day we sat all year since we put the boats in the water in early April, so I guess it was meant to be for a day. So we got to watch the weather, but today was gorgeous on water, and it looks like the forecast looks pretty good for the future here as well.
Fantastic. Well, you are catching a mixed bag. I know you were waiting for that while you were just hammering the cohos. Where are you getting them? Are you going out deeper now?
Yeah, a little deeper. We still got a really good school of coho in 40 feet of water off Sheboygan, south of town. We had a batch of coho north of town for a few days. They must have kept working north because we lost them fish. That slowed down, and then we went back south. I actually found them in the Robalo one morning. I went way south and found a new batch of bait and coho. So my charters all went south that afternoon and filled up, limited 40 feet of water, a lot of bait, a lot of coho, about a half mile to three-quarter mile offshore, easy to get to. But you don't have to go far to get the variety. We're doing 140 to 180 feet of water. Off the power plant's been about the best, just south of town, catching lake trout close to the bottom. We're catching king suspended, and then we're catching some really nice-sized steelhead, Dan, up high. Also some cohos out there as well. So the action's been very good out there for some numbers of some larger fish and more variety. Offshore, Dan, it's about 2.5 to about 4 miles out, so still not real far. Good variety. Want some cohos, staying tight close to shore in that 40-foot.
All right. Now, for the cohos, you were catching them on dodgers and flies. What are you using to catch the other fish?
Well, the steelhead rainbows are coming on spoons. They really like spoons. On lead core planer board setup, 3, 5, 7 color lead core off the planer boards. So them lures are down anywhere from 15 to about 25, 30 feet down. Just a variety of all different kinds of spoons. Go-to colors, usually orange, silver, orange, gold, a lot of green, silver, green, gold. Sometimes some white. White and silver is good, too, but up high. Slide divers work well for them, too. They're down usually 20 to 40 feet for them. The lake trout are closer to the bottom. We're running downriggers anywhere from 100 foot down to the bottom, even out in 180. And we're running lake trout sets for them.
so we're catching them down deep. Kings are coming on wire divers or boom down riggers down about 60 to 80 feet, flash or fly combinations of the king assortments for them. Good trolling speed, 2.4 to 2.6 has been good at the ball for speed, and water temp, Dan, is nearly perfect. It's about a 53, 54 degrees surface temp. Down 50 feet, it's about 50 degrees, so perfect temp here for the middle of June, good variety. Yeah, good fishing. I mean, definitely get out there. There's been a lot of traffic on the lake, so beware of that, but a lot of guys are out there catching them.
Well, that's great. It sounds like this is the peak time where you can catch mixed bags and get into everything. Do you have openings?
We do. Our mornings in June were sold out a while ago, and afternoons, to be honest with you, are better. I do have a few June afternoons open. Them are filling fast or just about almost full. I do bring in other boats when we are beyond six boats here at Dumper Dan's. I had 9 boats out the other day, and I had a group of 14 boats out the other day. If you have a date that you have to go, we're full, I'll get you somebody. I'll get you out through our store on the riverfront and make it work. But right now, a few afternoons we have open here the end of June. Otherwise, yes, July, August, I have some morning afternoons open yet. Combinations where if you want to fish an afternoon, morning, and stay in our condo a night, we have that too in the lodging fishing package. So definitely give me a call, get in the books. Phone's ringing a lot here at Dumper Dan, so call me, 920-377-1147. Check out dumperdan.com. You can buy your fishing license online right off our website on the homepage as well, and you can access our Facebook page from dumperdan.com.
A full-service charter business you have there now.
You betcha, and it's a handful, let me tell you.
I'll bet. Well, Dan, our second sponsor this week is Sly's Midtown Saloon. I know they have daily specials, and they're even open for breakfast at 7, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They open at 7. They got an awesome breakfast. They really do. And unfortunately, they're not open. Nobody is at 3, 4 in the morning. But again, at my store, we do have donuts and coffee and breakfast sandwiches out every morning at 4 a.m. But Sly's has got the full menu of just an awesome breakfast, lunch too, and supper. So they got a good menu there at Sly's Midtown, right downtown Sheboygan, center of town, 8th and Penn. Great place to hang out and have a good meal.
Well, I'll bet once in a while when you get your early boats out, you run down there for breakfast. Has that happened?
That happens once in a while. That does happen. And, yeah, I treat myself or, you know, jump in there quick and get an omelet. They got a lot of specials, too, Dan, where they make up a lot of different pancake egg combinations that are really good and biscuits and gravy. And, yes, I do. I get in there and from my place, it's only about 6 blocks away, so it's pretty close, and they stay busy as well, so a great place to go, Sly's Midtown Saloon, downtown Sheboygan. Have a nice meal there, and you're right in the heart of Sheboygan, basically.
All right. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go. I know the 4th of July is coming up. There's at least fireworks. I don't know what else is planned.
Yes, and that's a good question, Dan. We're getting a lot of clients booking that right now where they're staying for like 2 nights in a condo and fishing and lodging. But with that being said, they can take in what Sheboygan all has to offer on the boardwalk. There'll be probably 10,000 to 15,000 people on the boardwalk on July 3rd for Venetian Night Boat Parade. It's from 8th Street Bridge all the way out to the harbor. Grab a spot on the rail or stop at, you know, any establishment. You can see this on July 3rd. It starts at about 9 p.m. for about an hour. And then July 4th is our famous fireworks on Lake Michigan on the lakeshore. So from the river to the lake, July 3rd, July 4th, come on down to the riverfront, South Pier Drive, district area, and check out what's all going on because it's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Dan, I hope you get a little rest now that you're in the full swing of summer. And we will catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
You got it. Sounds good, Dan. Take care, buddy.
You bet. Dumper Dan Welsh with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report. His business is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store. He's on South Pier Drive right there in Sheboygan. And on the web at dumperdan.com, you'll also find updates on his Facebook page, including this report, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. Second sponsor this week, Sly's Midtown Saloon, 508 North 8th Street in Sheboygan. On the web at sliesbarandgrill.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. This spring turkey season, which ended just a few weeks ago, saw an increase in the turkey harvest over the past several years, and joining us to talk about the turkey harvest and other matters related to wild turkeys is Taylor Finger. He's the game bird ecologist for the Wisconsin DNR. Taylor, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dan, for having me.
You're quite welcome. Now, what was the final tally this spring?
The final tally was 50,435 birds, which makes it the fourth highest harvest that Wisconsin's had on record. Comparing it to the past several years, 22% increase over our previous five-year average. So it was an excellent year out there in the woods this spring.
It certainly was, and it came at a time when turkey numbers, at least in the eastern part of the United States, are declining and seem to have been for a number of years. And I know some people thought that was happening here, too. What do you make of that?
Yeah, definitely we have been hearing from some folks that we're seeing the same concerns, as you said, the eastern part of the country and the southern part of the country, which have seen significant declines in turkey numbers. However, we use harvest as a metric in terms of trying to get an idea of what the overall turkey population is, because our harvests have remained pretty steady over the last several years, and we see right now a healthy turkey population. We saw a steady increase into probably the early to mid-2000s, and then it dropped down from our high peak, and now we've just been fluctuating year after year. So if anybody knows anything about carrying capacity, that's exactly what happens. And, you know, you overshoot what the land can sustain, and right now we've leveled out with what we would consider a healthy turkey population here in Wisconsin.
But a 22% increase over the last five-year average, and how much over last year? I think it was in the 30s, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah, I have to go back and check. It was right around 25-26%, I believe. And I think the reasoning for that is we've had two excellent brood production years. We've had perfect springs and summers for turkey production. And last year was essentially a non-existent winter across most of Wisconsin, so we saw very little winter mortality. So again, two really good production years and a really easy winter for turkeys resulted in excellent conditions this spring.
Okay, well, I saw quite a few jakes. I talked to other people who did as well. We had a good season ourselves, saw more birds and were able to shoot several, myself and several other guys I hunt with. I know we contributed to that 50,000, but was there more hunter effort this year, or has that been pretty consistent?
There was just a slight bump up, I believe, and it's been pretty consistent. I mean, within 3,000 or 4,000, when, you know, we're selling 225,000 tags, we bounce around, you know, either right around 220 to 225. So we've remained pretty consistent. I mean, overall, our success was about 20.7% or 21%, and last year was about 19%. So again, despite seeing, you know, near record harvest levels, our success rate for hunters was right where we've been for the last 10, 15 years.
So that tells you we have a stable and healthy turkey population?
Yep, and again, our hunters are basically putting in the same amount of effort that we've seen, you know, and it really just looks at whether or not, you know, we have good production years and winters that are nowhere near as harsh as they have been in previous years. So it was, again, all in all, ended up being pretty good.
What do you know about this year's brood season? Turkeys have been hatching, I suppose, the last month or so. I've seen one brood on trail camera, but that's all. What do you know about that?
Yeah, so far we're getting reports of good brood as of right now. We're still getting a lot of rain, but the nice thing is that we're warming up. What really hampers production and, you know, brood survival is if we're wet and we're cold, because it's much harder for the poults to survive when they have to fight all of that. But if we continue to, right now we're with the warm stretch here and we're right in the peak of when turkeys should be hatching out, I think we're going to be sitting in a pretty good spot. We'll be starting our brood survey. The public can help us out with this. It's a citizen science opportunity. You go to the DNR webpage and type in game brood survey, and it's a free app that we allow the public to help us, and it's a stretch from August 1st to August 30th, where we just ask anybody that goes out there, you report all of your broods, similar to how folks do with Deer Watch, and then that gives gives us an idea of how productivity is throughout the state, north, south, and then all within each zones, which will give us a good idea of how we'll be looking going into the fall and next spring.
Okay. Not as many people hunt them in the fall, although a number of people do. Is there any change in the fall season coming up that people should be aware of?
No, we don't have many changes coming up this year for this fall season. A lot of people buying fall turkey tags, and I think a lot of it is our archery hunters that are going out there, and if they have an opportunity to harvest a turkey, it's nice to have one in the back pocket. But the ones that do go out there and pursue turkeys purposely in the fall are usually very successful.
Yeah, we've done a number of hunts over the years, and it's a different game, but it's a lot of fun.
Right.
Now, there is some research that's going on currently regarding nesting success. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so our Office of Applied Science, and this is being led by Chris Polentier, who is our upland research scientist. We have right now a site that's up by Sand Hill Wildlife Area where we've been putting wing tags and backpack GPS GSM transmitters on hen turkeys. We can track the birds. We can see whether or not they've been on the nest for how many days. That'll give us an idea of how often they're successful at nesting. And then once the birds hatch out and we'll have poults, we can look at brood survival, because additionally at Sand Hill, there is a huge array of trail cameras that we have on Sand Hill, which using both the technology of, you know, radio transmitters and GPS transmitters and our Snapshot Wisconsin Trail Camera project, we can get an idea of, okay, well, we saw this bird this day and it had X amount of poults. Well, we saw it in the camera potentially the same day or the day after that, and we counted this many poults. And we use trail cameras potentially at a statewide level to give us an idea of how productive birds are. And so this is the first year of that study, just to get an idea of, you know, our ability to catch these hens and then our ability to track and watch them, with the idea that this will be a study for several years moving forward.
Okay, how many hens do you have on radio now?
I believe we got a total of 28 hens, and the idea is that we're going to try to get 40 to 50 a year for the next year or two.
Are you still trapping them then?
Nope, we will trap them usually in the winter. This winter was extremely difficult because we didn't have any snow to push the birds on bait, and there were acorns absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
So it was a tougher year to try to get birds on bait, but we were successful in getting them. You just can't catch turkeys if they're not grouped up, and you can't get them over a rocket net or a cannon net. So the winter time is when we do most of our trapping.
So you'll be trapping again this winter?
Correct.
And several years you're going to continue this, you think?
I believe at least the next two is what we're locked in for. The GPS GSM transmitter should have a battery life of a couple of years, so we should be collecting data here for several years to come.
Okay. And before we let you go, I'm sure you're in touch with your counterparts in other states. Are other turkey hunting states seeing the same kind of increase this year, or were we lucky in that regard, or how'd that go?
I talked to the upland biologist in Minnesota, and Minnesota set a record this year for their highest harvest. I can't recall exactly what the number was, but it was their highest turkey harvest during the springtime this year, and Michigan was above average. It wasn't a record year, but they had, again, another above average. So for us here in the Great Lakes states, things were excellent.
Similar weather, similar winter conditions, so that makes sense. All right. Well, Taylor, thank you so much. Anything else you want to share with listeners?
Again, if anybody is interested in helping participate in that brood survey this summer, we would really appreciate all of that. Again, if you're just driving around and you see a group of turkeys, that app is free and it's easy. You just open it up and it's got a GPS right in there, and you plop down if you saw a hen alone, if you saw a hen with broods, or you saw jakes, you can throw it all in there, and then that data will go into ultimately helping us make better management decisions. We'd appreciate any and all help we can get.
Okay, and the location again to find that?
Yep, you go to the DNR website, and in the search bar type in game brood survey. It'll come up. It's for turkeys, for pheasants, and for ruffed grouse.
All right. Well, Taylor, thank you so much. We will keep in touch with you and maybe talk to you again before fall to see what the waterfowl situation looks like.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Taylor Finger is the game bird ecologist for the Wisconsin DNR. As he mentioned, if you want to participate in that game bird brood survey, go to the DNR website and type in brood survey. You'll find the information. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time now for Madison Outdoors, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena, and about a half hour west of Madison, and you can find them on the web at PappasTradingPost.com, with two P's, P-A-P-P-A-S, TradingPost.com. In past years, Madison Outdoors was available only to our broadcast listeners on WTSO AM and FM in Madison, and on our podcast. But this year, every station gets the same show, so wherever you are, you'll hear this report along with the rest of Outdoors Radio. And joining us is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery specialist, J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the whole Outdoors Radio network.
Yeah, it's great to be back and have some new listeners out there, so it's wonderful.
Yes, well, there are a lot more listeners than in the past. Can you feel them out there hungry for information?
Yeah,
that's what thermocells are for. Well, before we get into advice, for listeners who aren't familiar with the Trading Post, tell us what products and services you offer.
We're a full-time archery shop. We have a full lineup of Matthews and Mission bows that we've sold for, well, pretty much since the shop started, right around 2000. And then for crossbows, we're going to deal with Mission, Raven, and 10 Point, our three main models that we would do there. When it comes to other accessories and stuff, for the most part, we have just about everything out there. You know, like Sights-wise, Black Gold, Spot Hog, HHA, Great Wisconsin Company there. And then Res, stuff like that. QAD, Hamsky would be the main two anyway. And a whole plethora of arrows. We've got just about anything you can think of here when it comes to the arrows or, you know, even bolts. for the crossbows.
Okay, and if someone has trouble with a bow or needs some help getting it tuned?
Absolutely. We can work on anything out there. There isn't any bow or crossbow that we can't work on. Getting parts might be hard for some of the models that we don't stock, but if you can get the parts, you know, other, like string cables, that kind of stuff, we can get very easily, but cams, limbs, that kind of thing, they typically won't sell it to us unless we stock their product. But we can get them tuned up, sight in the lanes out to 40 yards, inside, air conditioning, no mosquitoes, no blazing sun, or, you know, in the winter, it's heated. Yeah. We have that out there as well. Tune-up-wise, we can do very simple, basic tune-ups all the way to, you know, as finite as you want to get.
So somebody's not just buying a bow, they're getting service. And you have something called the Big Ten Package, too. Tell us about that.
We do. So if you purchase the bow or crossbow from us, what we'll do, again, with parts, if you're trading the parts off an old bow, we'll trade them over, get everything tuned up, ready to go. If you're purchasing new, we'll get it all set up and tuned up with no charge to it. If it's something where you purchase those products somewhere else and bring them in, then there would be a setup fee, but normally no setup fee there or tune up. We spend at least usually about an hour, hour and a half with everybody, helping you shoot and get sighted in out to 40 yards. Again, if you're comfortable shooting that far, and you know, we have a lot of people that haven't ever even shot that far, but you know, within that hour, we're usually getting them going out to that distance so they at least feel comfortable that they could practice at that distance. And during that time, we'll go through, give you some help as far as form, whether it be pulling on the trigger or grip, all that stuff. We'll go right through it with you while we do the delivery. And then on top of that, as long as the parts are purchased through us, service-wise, at least for the first couple of years, is free.
All right. Good service and great products as well. And Matthews has a new bow, and they seem to do this, I wouldn't say every year, but pretty close.
Yeah, so every year they're going to come up with a new model. This year has actually been one of those years where they've taken a big jump rather than baby steps. This year they've changed everything.
Oh.
It's a new limb, new cam, new riser. So pretty neat deal there. And they've also upgraded their stock stringing cables. So it's no longer the Zebra Trophy. It's actually the Match string, which has been a huge upgrade from what they had. Very, very stable. It's been a really nice string for us. But like on the limbs and the bows itself, they've made the packages longer riser, lighter overall weight, and a little bit quicker for the spec. Last year's bows at the 29-inch axle-to-axle, you know, were like 4.2 pounds or a little bit more. This year, they're coming in just under 4 pounds. You know, a quarter pound doesn't sound like much, but by the time you put sight, rest, stabilizers, it can add up very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm an old grouse hunter, and I know what a quarter pound means on a shotgun, so it means a lot on a bow for sure.
You know, with that, they were still able to make the package a little bit more maneuverable as well, and a little bit quicker. Pretty neat to have a really long stable riser for a platform, and then a super solid back wall on it. Really an interesting system that they come up with this year. Very, very solid.
Are a lot of people trading up?
We've had quite a few guys that have switched up. A lot of the guys that do a lot of shooting, now granted, they do typically get bows fairly often compared to the average guy, but as soon as most everybody has shot it, they're like, yep, I want one of those.
Uh-huh.
Just the feel of it is just so much different than what they traditionally have been.
Uh-huh. Is there a lot of let-off then?
Let-off is actually going to be the same, either 80 or 85%. It's just the way that it feels when you're at full draw, mm-hmm. and the way the bow itself aims.
Mm-hmm.
So just seems to aim super, super steady for the hunting platforms.
Even though it's lighter, that's interesting.
Even though it's lighter, just the balance of it is a little bit different. A lot of guys have can always complained or had the critique that Matthews is a little bit top-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that had to do with a reflexed riser because it was reflexed more. So the riser, if you drew a line limb bolt to limb bolt, the grip is behind that line or towards the shooter.
Yeah.
Now that distance is a lot smaller with the newer bows, so much straighter riser, which typically means that it's just more stable. So, and it is proving to be true, it seems.
Okay, and if folks want to shoot one, they can come in and try it out, right?
Yeah, we're open 6 days a week, so Monday through Friday. We're going to be here from 10 to 6, and then Saturdays from 9 to 5.
All right. Well, we got just a minute or so left for listeners who've got their own private hunting land or access to it. What should they be doing now to get ready for fall hunting?
This is the time of year. Hopefully we've got our stands in. If not, you're in the same boat I am. I got a couple that we haven't got up yet due to the weather, but stands up, trimmed out, hopefully. Also, I'm a big fan of water. So if you got water holes, making sure they're stocked up or in place. Food plots wise, most of those, the early stuff should be in already, and we got a little bit yet before the fall stuff will go in. Mainly, I would say getting tree stands ready and, you know, a little summer scouting. We've got a couple of deer around here that are outside their ears and really showing what they could be. Pretty neat.
All right. And of course, shooting practice.
And shooting. You got to shoot that bow for sure. Or crossbow.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned getting stands up. You have stands in stock, don't you?
We do. Mainly we'll stock Millennium as far as the tree stands go. That's our main tree stand anyway. And then Shadow Hunter blinds as well as Gray Light blinds, which is a soft-sided enclosed blind. So
yep.
Pretty neat blind there.
Okay. Yeah, I bought a couple of those Millennium stands from you, gosh, 5 or 6 years ago, and they have served us very well. They've held up. They're the best I've used.
Yeah, super durable, very, very comfortable, and they're tough to beat for sure.
All right. Well, JC, we're going to let you go, but we will talk again in a couple of weeks and get some more advice as people look ahead to bow season.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right. That was JC Chamberlain from Pappas Trading Post with the Madison Outdoors Report. Pappas Trading Post is on Highway 14 just west of Arena and on the web at PappasTradingPost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Castle Rock and Peat and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeatandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peat and Well Lakes Association.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They've got lots of used fishing boats on display, and Crestliner is still offering huge rebates through June 29th on many new models, and both Camus and Yarcraft model year-end promotions are also still going on. Check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. By Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. And by Ducks Unlimited, the leading conservation group for the restoration of habitat for waterfowl and all things wild that benefits all hunters. Ducks.org. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you happen to live, you can watch past episodes anytime at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of our Deer Hunt Wisconsin shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we have mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. You can also subscribe to our podcast or download any episode going back a year or so. And our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. Find Jeff all over social media at Hardwater Jeff, and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. And as we mentioned last week, the DNR is accepting applications through July 1st for a Learn to Hunt Deer event at Sandhill Wildlife Area. The hunt is for youth hunters ages 12 to 15 and adults who don't have any previous experience hunting deer with a firearm. Look for details on the DNR website under keywords Sandhill Learn to Hunt. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance is next Wednesday, June 26th, at the library in Presque Isle, Wisconsin. The program runs from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's free. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm's on the road, but we'll talk with him again next week. And even if you have to dodge the raindrops, get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ack is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffin.
coffee can, honey. I'll be true.